the best to all of you. Now, the next one, I'll dedicate this to my own mum out in Termonfeckin. And we played many requests for her down through the years. This will be our last one. Mother's Love's a Blessing to Mum out in Termonfeckin. Anne Breen, her recent recording of A Mother's Love's a Blessing. We got a very, very special request to play. How are you doing? Nice to see all the old faces popping in. And old familiar faces. Let's say hello to Michael and Eileen Mulholland of RD, and also to Tommy and Imelda, Brian, James and Daniel, and to Terry McCabe of Drumgill and Kings Court in County Cavan, and a special request for Gallant John Joe Riley, sung by Ian Corrigan. We're playing that next, an old favourite over the past 10 years. Noel Lynch of Ardcath, your birthday is on the 6th of January, and it's from Tish, Desi, Sarah, Elizabeth and Desi. And also Mary Lynch of Bow Park, birthday was on the 28th of December, from Andy, Tish and Uncle Desi as well, and also Sarah, Desi Jr. and Elizabeth. Noreen Riley, birthday on the 2nd of January, from all the Rileys, Happy New Year from Catherine. And to, I think it's Barbara Hanna, is that right? From Sheep Lane, near Ardlass. Anyway, all the best to all of you. And to Ignatius O'Connor and Danny McGrain, who are going to miss the Green Scene Show. Aren't we all? Ah.
In the month of November, on a cold, stormy day, I left my old home and to town made my way. I met with a young man on the road I did go, and he told me the news of the death of John Joe. John Joe Riley has left us behind. He was called by the Lord to his faithful and kind. He's brought him to heaven, that proud land to show. That true son of Breffni was the gallant John Joe. Brave Flann O'Reilly, proud is your name. You've reared many sons of great honor and fame, but not even the princes of long, long ago could compare with our sportsman, the gallant John Joe. His record's a proud one without blemish or stain, from he played his first football with fame, corn of fame, till he's laid in his cold grave where the wildflowers grow. That true son of Breffni was the gallant John Joe. Led Cavan to victory on that memorable day, in the final against Kerry in New York far away. The next year in Crow Park, when our boys beat Mayo, once again they were led by the gallant John Joe. In each corner of Breffni there's sorrow and pain, such a true-hearted sportsman we ne'er see again. New players may come and old players may go, but we ne'er have another like the gallant John Joe. New players may come and old players may go, but we ne'er have another like the gallant John Joe.
At the Green Scene Show, thank you for your patronage during 1988. We're looking forward to seeing you in 1989 in Walker's Hotel every Thursday night, the Tavern Toher every Saturday night, and the Big Tree Lounge Slaughterhead every Sunday night. We would like to wish you a happy new year and look forward to seeing you in 1989 at the Green Scene Show, Torquaid Míle Fáilte Roimh Galair. What a load of rubbish!
Get rid of it then.
How?
Call Doyle's North Road, Drogheda on 041-38785.
Why?
Well, they've mini and mammoth skips for hire at very reasonable prices.
Who has?
Doyle's North Road, Drogheda at 041-38785.
Irish Echoes, a superb new collection of Ireland's greatest songs. From our greatest artists. Irish Echoes.
Another bloody flight of hers.
Listen to the sound of Irish Echoes and bring home something really Irish.
If we only had old Irish.
Irish Echoes, out now from Harmac.
We have to rent at Donaghy's Mill Drogheda, factory units, storage space, or even radio studios. Our rent is as low as £25 per week with no extras. So whatever size of unit you're looking for, why not call to Donaghy's Mill, Trinity Street, Drogheda, or phone 041 36242. That's 041 36242.
The Carpet Market Great January Clearance Sale starts next week. All stock reduced to clear. Carpets and vinyl from £1.50 per square yard. Don't miss it. The Great January Sale at the Carpet Market, Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda. Telephone 041 39333.
Are you going to the party that lasts from 1 year to the next this New Year's Eve at the Cunningham Arms Hotel Slane? Tickets $18.75 and a limited number are available. Phone the Cunningham Arms Hotel now on 041-241-55.
I have a good song for the seven drunken nights. We're only allowed to sing five of them, so here goes.
Oh, as I went home on Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse could be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owned that horse outside the door where my old horse should be. Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see that's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. Well, they called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind the door, where my old coat should be. Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see, that's a woolen blanket that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but buttons in a blanket shawl I never saw before. And as I went home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owned that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see, that's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle, sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns them boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see, they're two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, with laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head upon the bed where my old head should be. Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see, that's a baby boy that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on sure I never saw before.
That's music from Ronnie Drew and the Dubliners, made them famous way back there in the 1960s with the Seven Drunken Nights. Okay, it's 22 minutes to one, the very last 22 minutes on the Green Scene Show. A nice little note here which says, thanks for all the years of music from Billy McKinley and for all my friends as well. Happy New Year. And also to Harry Mallon of Teresa and Harry Mallon of Baymore Road in Drogheda. Happy New Year from Betty, Gerald and the kids. And one more for Rita and Nikki Healy. Anniversary occurred during the week. And to Teresa Campbell out in Grange Bellew, and that's from Laura Martin, Sarah Jane and Porrick. Here's an old Green Scene favourite.
What's in the oating plan? The mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Rub like the devil from the excise man. We just smoke from rising barn.
Keep your eyes well peeled today, see the tally men are on their way, searching for the mountain tea in the hills of Connemara.
Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising barley.
Mountain breezes whisper low, hear their echo in the glens below. The old carbines are on the go in the hills of Connemara.
Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising barley.
A gallon for the butcher, a quart for Tom, a bottle for poor old Father John, to help the poor old dear along in the hills of Connemara.
Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Roll like the devil from the excise man, beat the smoke from rising barney.
Stand your ground, it is too late, the excise men are at the gate. Glory be to Paddy, but they're drinking it late in the hills of Connemara.
Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising barley.
Swing to the left and swing to the right, the excise men will dance all night. Drinking up the tea till the broad daylight and the hills of Connemara.
Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, take the smoke from rising barley.
That's Dolly McMahon from way back in the 1960s, also a song called The Hills of Connemara. Now, this time we got a nice card in just to say thank you, it says on the card. A thousand thanks and wishes too that the joy you gave will return to you. Nice there to all at Boyneside Radio for all the joy they gave young and old over the years, and for all our friends from GS and Mary S. Well, there you are. Thanks indeed for that nice little good wish. This time we have a song from Margot, which grew great popularity as well down through the years. It's one called Deep Sheep Heaven Bay.
Away behind the Rosses hills, the sun sinks down to rest. The little birds in their shade on their peaceful nest. On such an eve through lonesome groves where lovers chance to stray, and fishermen cast out their nets on Deep Ship Heaven Bay. That night there stood a maiden upon the peaceful shore. Her cheeks, they bloomed like the purple heather on lovely granny moor, while gently flowing o'er her neck her yellow ringlets lay, like the evening sun reflecting on Deep Ship Heaven Bay. He took her hand into his own, and to his breast he drew, saying, darling dear, it's nice to know there's one heart ever true. Fishermen, their hearts were sad for their loved ones far away, and their crafts were wildly tossed about on Deep Ship Heaven Bay. A father mourns a stalwart lad, a mother mourns her son. Deep Ship Heaven Bay.
Thomas Margot, all the way from Donegal with Deep Sheep Heaven Bay. 15 minutes left on the Green Scene Show as we say hello to Brendan and Sophie Griffin of Newfield Estate in Drogheda, and also to Marion, who was married recently. It's from all the McCabes in Drumgill in Kings Court in County Cavan. And at this stage, I'll say hello to all the gang in the corner at the Green Scene every Thursday night. Bob and Jane, Richie and Olive, Eddie and May, and all the ladies from Slane, John and Kitty Murphy, and all the gang down through the years. A very special hello and a mention for you this afternoon. And also to two very special friends of mine as well from Slane, Martin and Hillary, who have been very good to us as well over the past couple of years playing at the Green Scene. So thanks, lads. And we're going to play one of their re-raw sessions right now for John and Lucy McGuinness from Warrenstown Drumree, and also for Mary and Maura, and for all the Green Scene fans from Kilmessan and Bective, Mal and Nuala, Alice Whelan, Domi Costola, Mickey Costola, Eileen, Danny and Tess. And happy anniversary to Desi and Mary from Kiltale, from Colum and Burnie. And a few more now for Martin and Hillary. Would you please play a request for our daughter Anna Rose Donnelly from Cormanagh Kingscourt, who's just home from hospital. Wishing you a speedy recovery, and thank the nurses who are so kind to her on the fifth floor of Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda. Anything by Martin and Hillary, please. And that's from the Donnelly family. And they say, we're going to miss your Green Scene Show. Thanks again for all the good music from the Donnelly family in King's Court. And that music now comes from Martin and Hillary. Re-Raw August Rulabulia, performed there by Martin and Hillary from Slane. 12 minutes to one. We say hello to, best of luck to all of Boyneside from all the O'Neill family. Hello to John and Teresa Kerwin of 12 McCooey Terrace in Cloherhead. Bobby and Lily Fanning of Cloherhead. Kitty and Pat Farrell of Cloherhead, who all enjoyed the Green Scene Show down through the years. To Larry Kennedy, who's in hospital, get well soon, from Mary and Jim Curtis from Downstown. Wishing us a happy new year is Maureen Quinlan in Balbriggan, and the same to you, Maureen. Emer McKenna of Smallmoor RD, 2 years old on Monday, from Aunt Maura, Patsy, Regina, Rafel and Frances in Cloherhead. To Gráinne Talon, who's home from England on holiday, from Betty, Josephine, Mary and Imelda. And to Jenny Reid in Balbriggan, wishing you a very happy new year is Mary and Dodo. Teresa Collins and Willie and Ben, wishing you a very happy new year is Mary and Dodo. And also to Mary Flanagan, wishing you a happy new year from, you've guessed it, Dodo. And to the best mother and father in the world, Mr. and Mrs. Josie Rooney, wishing you a happy new year from
Dodo.
And also to Nolene Rooney and Gerard Tiernan, who are home from England, going back on Monday, wishing you a very happy new year from Dodo. And finally, for Barbara and Mammy and Daddy and Josie and all at 83 in Marion Park. And it's not from Dodo. No, it's from Mary. And this is from Briar, from Castlewellan, the old Nickelodeon sound.
I guess I'm an old-fashioned dreamer, walking the street of my home, out of date like the old-fashioned steamer, no longer feeling at home. But now romance is gone, time races on, but I still remember the town, the girls, the bar full of sailors and the old Nickelodeon sound. Like me used to go, full of rough but friendly old faces, looking for someone to know. But now the only belong an old soldier song, almost forgotten, like the town, the girls, the bar full of sailors and the old.
Ring out the old, ring in the new with Ireland's top cabaret act, Fran Mean, appearing for the first time at the Julianstown in Julianstown this New Year's Eve in a star-studded all-action cabaret and dancing show from 9 p.m. with Fran Mean, the Mean Machine, the Dream Dancers, plus a sensational disco till 2 with Heady Eddie. So book now on 041-29014 for New Year's Eve at the Julianstown in Julianstown. Remember, book now on 041-29014. We have to rent at Donaghy's Mildrahotter, factory units, storage space, or even radio studios. Our rent is as low as £25 per week with no extras. So whatever size of unit you're looking for, why not call to Donaghy's Mill, Trinity Street, Drogheda, or phone 041-36242. That's 041-36242.
Hello, Carl Cronin here to let you Green Scene listeners know my great January sale starts Thursday next, the 5th of January at 9:30 a.m. As usual, we've lots of ends of quality carpets and lino, all less 50%. In the bedding department, you can have quality beds, bedroom units, headboards, odd mattresses and bases, some up to 25% off. So whatever your choice, you're guaranteed a huge discount on all stocks. Don't forget, the number one carpet and bedding sale starts Thursday next at Carl Cronin Carpet and Bedding Centre, Stockwell Street, Drogheda, and Suffolk Street, Kells. Phone 041-33313.
McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda. New films: Baby Boom, Suspect starring Cher, Monster Squad, Batteries Not Included, Steven Spielberg, A Month in the Country, Midnight Crossing, Amazing Story, Volume 7, A Christmas Carol, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Hairspray, Freeway, Warbirds, Making Mr. Right, Crime Story Part 6, Love and War, Hollow Point, Friday's Course, Bellman and Through, Morris, and new music videos, George Michael, Faith, Ross, Push Tour, and In Excess, Kick the Video Flick, all for you at McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda.
Matthews of Dunlair. Sale continues this Sunday from 2.30 to 5.30. Today's special, Universal Dining Room Suite was £1,995, today £750. Hundreds of room-sized remnants at half price. Open Monday, 2.30 to 5.30. Matthews of Dunlair. Great sale continues.
Slavin made it after all. Now he's back.
Oh, the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make.
Back at his best with a brand new album, You're Only Young Once.
We're like you long ago, cause you're only young once and no more.
Great country.
So to you, my ramen boy.
Great Irish.
Girls from the city, though they think themselves pretty, would never compare with the girl in the full range.
Mick Slavin's new album, You're Only Young Once.
She's a baby, I'm her daddy, and she's mine.
And it's out now from Harmac.
No clouds of rain, no tears of pain. Since I first met you, life's good again. It seems strange, I know. I can't help but show my life would be over if you should go.
If you should go, my heart would bleed forevermore. Every day would be a dark day. It's true, my love, I know.
But those clouds of rain, should ever fall. Life's good again.
Well, Well, an appropriate song there to finish up the very last Green Scene on Boyneside Radio from the Furies and Davy Arthur, If You Should Go on Harmac. And by the way, just before we go, we would like to say thanks to all the Irish artists and all the Irish record companies who have contributed to Boyneside, in particular Harmac. Harmac were very, very good to us over the past couple of months. We say thanks to all the boys there in Harmac in Dublin. Now, we have a last roundup of dedications for the Green Scene Show. Tony in Brighton was on to us on the telephone to say hello to his mother and all in Balbriggan to wish us all the best. The Taft family, Cherrybrook Drive in RD, the Browns in Navan, the Browns in Harristown, and that's from Margaret. Happy New Year. To my aunt Casey and Uncle Matty in Chester in England from Colette, and Frank Reynolds, and also to Peter Kelly in Drogheda, from Shane, Happy New Year, to Mrs. Murray in Marion Park, to Mary Begley, listening in outside Navan, Kitty McGay, 43 Yellow Batter in Drogheda, from your son Jimmy, Imelda and Samantha, and also to Happy New Year to Tom and Nora McCarthy in Termon Fecken, from all the Mead family, to all the nurses and staff on the fifth floor of the Lourd Hospital in Drogheda from Siobhan Pentany, to Anne Carroll, 73 Ryan's Park, Duleek, 26 tomorrow, and also 6 years married tomorrow from Lynn, it was five tomorrow as well, from Annie Arnold in Duleek, to Rose and Vincent Gilchrist Minolty from Margaret in Charleville, Frank and Bridie Carr, Trinity Street, best of luck to Boyneside Radio, they say. Thank you, Frank and Bridie. Francis Black and Tony Black, Happy New Year from all the family. To Mrs. Dinah Sorahan, and happy retirement, bon voyage, from Geraldine McCabe and family. Eileen O'Sullivan in Newcastle from Jackie. Larry Montague, happy birthday tomorrow. Angela Skelly, Boha Brewer from all the Culligans and Clotterhead. Philip Murphy, home from London. And also Brother Dave, home from the USA, from all your parents. That is it. We've run out of requests, run out of music, and we certainly hope you enjoyed the last Green Scene show on Boyneside Radio. It's been a pleasure doing the show, and, well, we'll all meet again. Thanks to all who advertised on the show and all who supported us on the live shows as well. From all of us, to all of you, Slán libh go léir.
Saturday, the 31st of December, 1988. You're tuned to Boyneside Radio, broadcasting on the following frequencies. On medium wave, 210 metres, 225 metres and 244 metres. In stereo VHF, on 97.7, 98, 100.5, 101.4 and 106.1. In shortwave to Europe, on the 49-metre band, 6205 kHz and 6231 kHz. From now until 3 o'clock, we present Boyneside Radio, saying goodbye.
And can I add everybody's kettle and electric irons and fridges and everything else? Thank you, David, a familiar voice on Boyneside Radio. For the next 2 hours, we're going to entertain you with the voices past and present on Boyneside Radio, with some memories up our sleeves as well. We start off with this, which should bring back memories to lots of people.
Sound like you wanna sound of this town, spread it around, sweet music. Sound
was our close down theme, one of the early ones from somewhere around the beginning of 1979. I'm not exactly sure when we started using that. Sounds like you want to hear. Now I'm joined in Studio 2 by one of the first people I met the very first day I walked into these very self-same premises, and he is Mr. David Brown. He's not ready yet. Fair enough. He's not ready yet. Where has he gone? Okay, we won't ask that question. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give you, start off anyway, with as many as I could possibly remember. I sat down last night and really thought hard of all the people I had the pleasure of working with here over the past 10 years. And the first guy who ever told me about the station opening up in Drogheda was Paddy Everett, somewhere around August, September in 1978. I was working in Dundalk at the time, and Paddy came down and said, we're starting a station in Drogheda. We're getting a few people interested, a few businessmen interested. And I said, oh yeah, great. And we'll be looking for DJs, so we'll be chasing you when it opens up. And we hope that you'll come along and join us. And actually, that was, I think, the very beginning. We have the boss there. He says he's not going to go on, but we will definitely twist his arm to come on to tell us exactly how the idea came about to start off Boyneside Radio, or local radio Drogheda. David, are you there?
I'm in here, yes, indeed.
Yeah, David, you're one of the very first people to meet me on my very first day when I walked up those horrible... How many steps are there in Donaghy's Mill? We should know them by now.
I've forgotten, I think, at this point.
Yeah, well, I
just banged my knee on the table, so excuse me now while I console myself here for a second.
Yeah, well, you remember when we had to jump across the hatch, as it was, as such?
There was
so much security in those days.
Is that what you called it? It was indeed. It was a deterrent. Of course, the famous story about the roof, I think it's happened to everybody at some stage, was one particular day I was in there by myself doing a programme, and I put on a track from Simon and Garfunkel to go down and open the door. Now, opening the door was a complicated procedure. You had to ring from the telephone downstairs, and then we would run across the roof, jump over the transmitter on the way, and then get down to the roof, open one door, open the other door, and then get let the person in. Of course, what happened to the record? It stuck.
I remember it well. Was it Mrs. Robinson or something like that?
It was exactly Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah. The old memory is coming back.
So that was one of the incidences of running across the roof, indeed.
The early days, how did you get involved, David?
I got involved from an unusual way, in the sense that RTE, you know that three-letter word?
Yeah.
They arrived into town to set up Community Radio Drogheda for about a week, I think it was. And I think you'll hear from somebody else later on who was also involved in that.
Yes, one esteemed gentleman.
Yes, indeed. I shall say no more. And I think it was only a couple of months afterwards that I was approached one day in West Street by a gentleman wearing glasses by the name of Paddy Everett.
Yeah, I think we owe a lot to poor old Paddy.
Indeed.
He started up the whole thing. He worked around at everybody, got everybody interested, and then he just faded into the background. But I'm sure he's listening in this afternoon.
I hope he is, indeed, because he came up to me and he says, you were on that radio thing, weren't you? And I said, yes. He said, right, we need somebody to read the news. Now, the complication was that I was still at school at the time, and I used to leave school at 12:30 at the lunch break, which was in Duke Street, dash over to the studio, up the stairs, with bits and pieces of news script in my hand, try to catch your breath by the time somebody would introduce the news, read the news story, dash back down and go back to school. So I did that for a couple of months, just reading the news. And then the thing that happens in all the Hollywood stories is somebody couldn't make it for one of the afternoon programs one day. And I got my big chance. And then that's where I started in the drive time program. At that stage I'd finished at school, and I think I spent almost 3 or 4 months doing that program. And then got bumped to the morning. I think we might even dig something out of the archives.
We have something.
Oh, yes, we have.
We do.
I'm afraid you're going to say that.
We have one of your breakfast shows, all right. Now, any idea when exactly the station did commence full-time broadcasting? There was a lot of testing, I remember, going on.
There was. I remember listening to it with curiosity one day. This is before I got involved, and there was DJ number one, and DJ number two would come on the air. I think we were being very, very shy at the time. And there was all sorts of guessing and wondering as to who these different DJs were with the unusual numbers. I think, though, the transmitter at the time was very, very poor, in the sense it was horrific for the time. But
it was 9 watts. On my first visit to the station, I remember, I think it was Gavin who brought me in and said, be careful, don't stand the transmitter, that's it on the floor, about the size of two cigarette boxes.
I think if somebody turned on a couple of light bulbs in the place, that was it. The transmitter was, was left shrouded out by all the other sounds and interference. I don't think you could hear it after 6 o'clock.
No, and as it was inclined to drift, if you had it tuned in, by the evening it would have drifted up the band somewhere.
But you know what was interesting about that, and it's easy for us to be slightly sarcastic about it, is that every single day that station was on the air, it did something new.
Yes.
And improved.
Yeah.
And it's done, it points out it's done that for years, is that, you know, every day that it was on the air, and particularly in the early days, whether it was we got a new news jingle or whether it was we decided to, I mean, those were the days of theme tunes, by the way.
Oh, yes, sure. Yes.
Theme tunes. My grandfather here sitting here talking about this, but that was the way it was.
Theme tunes were a great little invention, because if you were changing over or you'd put on some of these, your last theme tune, run out and let the next person in.
That was it.
Everybody's theme tune was on the wall behind you.
That's right. They were on a series of little record sleeves
all the
way up there. And of course, if you didn't particularly like somebody, terrible things would happen to their theme music.
I know. Can you remember any of the people? I have a list here. I was jogging my memory last night. A list of DJs.
Well, I start. Do.
Yeah, Paddy Everett is first on the list anyway.
Yes, indeed.
And Gavin Duffy was in Dundalk with me at the time, and Gavin converted me over to Drogheda. Uh-huh. Gavin twisted my arm and said, come up to Drogheda, great things going up there. A very small transmitter, but everybody listening to the station.
Well, I'm going to embarrass you now, because I remember your first day. I remember the day you arrived, you see, and we were all in awe of this fellow that was coming down from Dundalk, because he'd been on the radio much longer than any of the rest of us. And he arrived down, and I remember meeting you in the studio, and I said, oh, God, I've got to impress this fella.
Yes.
So
yes.
we were all out to impress you that day. I don't know what sort of impression we left with you.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how I impressed.